Quarterback playing exceptionally well. They have a lot of talented receivers. Fred Jackson is a great running back, overall player. I just think they're playing, extremely well as a unit. We definitely have our hands full. Just got to go out and just play, just execute our plays and just see what happens in the end.
Sean, is the 2-0 start and the number one rankings point scored rushing, does that even heighten the respect coming in with them?
First and foremost, we always respect our opponents. So, it's a game we have to go out there and play. They're definitely a different, ball club. They added a lot of key players during the offseason, which helped them out a lot. Express teams is one of the best teams in the league. They score points. They're never out of a game the way they throw the ball. So, for us, we just got to take control of the game and just play for 60 minutes against them.
You mentioned Fred Jackson. What kind of challenges does he pose? Why is he so difficult to?
The guy is an excellent runner. He has great vision. He's able to see the holes and cut off blockers, and that's where it's set up blockers. Also in the passing game, he catches the ball out the backfield. Sometimes they line him up at receiver. He's just an overall threat. They can pose a lot of problems to the defense.
And Spiller.
Speed. That's what you see when you look at him, just a lot of speed. It has great cutback ability and can get to the edge. So for us, just got to play gap integrity defense and, just rattle to the ball.
There's been so much focus on stopping the run first. When we talk to Oliver and yourself, all season long it's been, in training camp, it's been stop the run first before we can get to the quarterback. Will that be even more important this week?
They do different things. They get to the run game, different ways. They're not your traditional lineup and we go pound the ball. They spread you out. They mix in some runs with the passing game. So it's definitely going to be one of those that we will have to key into the run,
The way they spread out the line, do you see some of your own team in that? Going up against Tom, the way they spread the formations and whatnot?
Yeah, it's definitely, just try to get a key on the defense and see what you're in. The best way to do it is, spread the ball out. Buffalo, they're doing a great job of, executing their plays, and quarterback doing a great job of getting rid of the ball, hitting guys on target. And, Fred Jackson, as we mentioned earlier, he does a great job in protecting his quarterback, and pass blocking. When teams do send blitzes to him, he picks up the blitz pretty well.
Some people, I know you weren't here, but 15 straight, how much will that motivate them? And how much, will that heighten what you guys are trying to do as far as, the senses of, hey, we're going to get their best shot, and they're going to be ready to roll in their own backyard?
I think anytime you scrap on this helmet, you go get team's best shot, so whether it's 15-0, 0-4, whatever, I think it's going to be one of them games that they will come out there at home, they will want to, make a statement, and, for us, we just got to battle through the adversity and just keep playing.
You guys do a lot of rotating up front defensively, but how do you feel about where the four starters are at this point in the season? Obviously, you're doing two games in.
Right.
The body of work you guys have been in.
For me, it's the end of the season, breakdown for me. Just see where we're at at the end of the year. Definitely, we have guys that can get it done. We just got to do it. We just got to become more consistent, throughout the year. And the only way you can really, pinpoint that is at the end of the year.